Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, would you like to calm a cough or prevent a cold or get rid of canker sores or perhaps get your one toenail with fungus fixed? Well, you know, there you see many, many things in advertising, over-the-counter products, sometimes prescription products, but there's also some of these home remedies, and you go, oh, well, yeah, I don't know about those home remedies. Well, these come from an article in the recent AARP newsletter, and most of them that they've put in here have some research base. It hasn't just been passed on, although sometimes those are okay. And in my personal opinion, if something doesn't cost very much and it doesn't hurt you, you know, it's okay to try it, but you really need to stop and think on some of those things. If you're taking medications, will it interact with your medication? And if you don't know that, you probably need to talk to your doctor or your pharmacist to find out before you try some of the things that you might be ingesting. Well, I want to share some of these with you because I thought there were some pretty good ones. And I want to start with my favorite because unless you buy water for your home, this costs you nothing. And it takes very little time, and it would probably just be a good habit for us to get into. I need to make myself a note where I see it every morning to do this. It says daily gargling with plain tap water, or water that you purchase if you do, can help cut the number of colds and respiratory infections you get, as well as relieve symptoms if you're already sick. Plain water. A 2005 study of nearly 400 healthy volunteers, and they were ages 18 to 65 in Japan, found that those who gargled three times a day with tap water had nearly 40% fewer respiratory infections during the cold and flu season than did the group that did not do this. When the subjects did get sick, gargling reduced bronchial irritation. And other studies also support gargling, whether with salt water or water with lemon and honey, as a safe, effective way to soothe and cleanse a sore throat. But, you know, hopefully you drink water more than three times a day. One of those three times, you know, just gargle with some water. And, hey, as I say, it doesn't cost anything. It can't hurt you. And it could be really good for all of us, because all of us who come in contact with you who have colds, you know, we suffer too. So a whole lot of people could benefit from gargling with water. Well, honey was mentioned in, you could add that to the water, although it wasn't necessarily done in this study. But honey can help a nighttime cough better than the over-the-counter cough syrups or suppressants. And that's what a Pennsylvania study of more than 100 children found. Honey can also help reduce coughs in older adults suffering from a cold. Why? Well, honey coats and soothes an irritated throat to help calm repeated coughing. It's generally safe. Now, you know, some very young children shouldn't be exposed to honey. And I suppose, like everything else, there may be somebody who's allergic to honey. But for the most part, it's generally safe and can be used repeatedly. You know, there's nothing on the label that says only do this every 4 hours or every 6 hours. This doctor recommends 2 teaspoons per dose, but advises older adults to make sure their cough is because of a cold and not a more serious condition that honey isn't going to do anything for. Also, if persons have diabetes, this may not be a good idea for them either. But again, for the general population, 2 teaspoons of honey per dose may cut down on those coughs. Well, here's another inexpensive one, liquid dish soap. Probably not going to happen now, but if you become in contact with poison ivy or poison oak, washing the affected area with liquid dish soap within 2 hours of the contact may prevent you from getting that itchy red rash, because poison oak and poison ivy it's an oil that spreads on your skin, and of course the dishwashing detergent is made to get rid of oil and grease on your dishes, so why wouldn't it do that on your skin? Well, that's a summertime one. But related talking about dishwashing detergent, just relate, jump over to baby shampoo. A half and half solution of baby shampoo in warm water is a simple, effective way to clean eyelids that are itchy, red, or crusty. And in fact, my husband's eye doctor just recommended this. This may happen more in older people, but gently clean the eyelid with baby shampoo, and that helps get rid of the oil and bacteria, but it won't sting your eyes. So dilute the baby shampoo with an equal amount of water twice a day and gently rub the mixture with a clean fingertips or perhaps a soft cotton pad on the closed eyelid and along the eyelashes for 1 minute, and then rinse with water. Again, very inexpensive, pretty safe, and it could be effective. Now, some of these, of course, don't work on everybody, but we're not all the same. We're all very unique. But again, because they are not harmful and mostly inexpensive, it might be worth a try. Well, you've probably heard that tart cherry juice can help with muscle soreness and gout attacks. And it could help with arthritis pain because of its natural anti-inflammatory properties. And of course, when you take medication for those kinds of things, it's the anti-inflammatory properties of that medication that helps you. A gout expert says the juice seems to reduce the joint inflammation that gout causes. And in this doctor's study, found that patients who took a tablespoon of tart cherry juice concentrate twice a day for 4 months cut the frequency of their gout attacks in half. And more than a third remained gout attack free. Other studies have shown that drinking tart cherry juice daily helps runners reduce muscle soreness and reduces inflammation in overweight patients. That's not true of the other kinds of cherry. So tart cherry juice twice a day. And I know that you can buy that locally, by the way. So another anti-inflammatory product that maybe adds a little nutrition to your system too, but that's not the main purpose. Well, what about the fungus on toenails? Get out the Vicks jar. Applying mentholated ointments such as strong-smelling Vicks Vapor Rub has been shown to be safe, again, cost-effective treatment for toenail fungus, sometimes more effective than over-the-counter products. It was a pretty small study that showed this, but of this, it was only 15 of 18 adults either cured or partially cleared up their fungus. Apply it nightly, and might help if before you put the mentholatum on, Vicks Vapor Rub, whichever kind you're going to use, wipe the toenail with a cotton ball soaked in white vinegar and then put on the rub. Could help that go away. And I know that some toenail fungus prescriptions are quite expensive. So this would be an inexpensive one to try initially. Okay, what about ginger? Well, recently I had a visitor at Harris Dale, and she was passing out teeny little pieces of ginger and said this will help settle your stomach. It'll just make you feel good. Well, that actually is based on some studies. She maybe didn't know that, or maybe she did. But ginger can help reduce nausea and relieve motion sickness. Some studies have shown that taking 1 gram, it's not very much, of ginger an hour before surgery can reduce nausea and vomiting during the first 24 hours after surgery. In addition, a large National Cancer Institute-funded study found that people undergoing chemotherapy who take as little as 1/4 of a teaspoon of ginger daily for 3 days before chemo cut their nausea by 40%. For older adults prone to motion sickness, a person, and this is a person who does research, recommends eating 1 or 2 pieces of crystallized ginger, and that's available in most supermarkets, before traveling, and that may keep you from getting motion sickness. She does say that ginger extract capsules are much stronger and may actually cause stomach upset. So she's saying just a little bit of that crystallized ginger, and that's what this lady was giving to people. Said just will make calm your stomach. And so she could very well be correct about this. And it doesn't taste bad, doesn't? It's kind of a little sparkly, but could help you out. Well, it's interesting to have some research to back up those claims, those over the those kind of home remedy things that could work. Maybe you want to give them a try. Until next time, here's a thought. Miracles start to happen when you give as much energy to your dreams as you do to your fears.